Alright, so you.
Hey guys, welcome back and thanks for joining us for another episode of Dead End Hip Hop. Here we have our lovely friends, Ken.
Hey, what's happening?
And FIFA.
What's good?
Mike. Morning. And BZ 430.
What up?
Welcome guys to the show. Before we get started, what are you guys into this week? Tell us a little bit about what's been going on. If you guys have been into anything.
Ken is into something.
I'm listening. No, it's not a song.
What is it? What are you listening to?
Oh, the Floyd Mayweather. Paul, one of
them. Oh, you haven't heard it yet?
I haven't heard it, so yeah. That's why, you know, go FIFA.
Yeah, you know how Ken is. Sometimes he does. But we just had our Dead End Sports Fantasy Draft this morning.
Yay.
So that was pretty cool. Shout out to Kyle. His team sucks. He's going to lose and I'm going to win. But, you know, it's all good.
Friend of the show, Ryan Falcone. And Alex, I can't pronounce your last name, man. I think it's Kontos, but if I'm fucking it up, sorry. But they have an awesome podcast, the A&R podcast. We'll try to put a link in the description so y'all can check it out. But I was featured on there, I think it was last week or maybe the week before. So listen to that one first, because that's obviously their best one. And then go back and listen to the others. But yeah, it's some funny shit. And those dudes are a trip. So make sure y'all check that out.
Just want to say thanks for everybody supporting Dead End Sports. We finally hit 3K subscribers. Ooh. On YouTube. So we got more videos coming for y'all and everything. So that's what... It's great to happen this week.
I'm gonna subscribe today. I didn't subscribe yet.
Go ahead and subscribe.
I'm gonna subscribe today.
Yeah, me too.
All y'all should subscribe.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck y'all be talking about, but I watched one of them.
That's good. Yeah. See?
Yeah, the one where B fell down, right?
No, I didn't watch the whole one of when B fell. I turned off after B fell. I think I watched y'all's first one just to see what y'all were talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't get any of it. It was entertaining.
Sam Walbank, he is asking, hey guys, I've been watching your channel for a while now and I have a question. Okay, I was wondering your opinion on explicit music and whether explicit lyrics can restrict or hold an artist back when some can't get past the language in a song to understand the message or the story in the music.
They can, absolutely. Because
you feel like
I think
it's bad.
Yeah. Because I mean, you know, because you cannot play it around certain people. I am also a proponent for freedom of speech as well. So I want to put that out. I get that, but when it comes to, you know, explicit lyrics. Yeah, I do think and believe that they can get in the way of the message in the music because sometimes that's all people hear. Mm-hmm. All they hear are, you know, the cursing, you know, that is flooding the lyrics, regardless of whatever the message is inside the actual song.
You know, I think for avid hip-hop fans, obviously it's not a problem because they're going to get beyond that and they'll decipher the message. But I think for new people coming into hip-hop or... you know, people that may not be fans and you're trying to show them certain music, I think that definitely could get in the way because if you're not a hip hop fan, that could just be like, yo, like I don't even, like it could just turn you off automatically. And I know a lot of people where, you know, I'll try to play music, especially like, you know, my girl, and she'll just be like, no, I don't even want it. It can be detrimental. I think that kind of holds hip hop back. Mm-hmm. It can't, I really think it does.
Do you feel like it's like a lazy? Like sometimes people will say certain curse words just to fill space or to rhyme or just be like rhyme bitch with bitch, but it's like you just said that.
But I think to Ken's point, I think with like if you're trying to introduce this to like an older group, it might have a positive message in it, or
but they will totally miss it.
They would totally miss it because they'd be like, well, you know why he has to say all these bad words and all that stuff. And then just talking to people at my building, like, you know, older people, when I try to tell them about certain, you know, songs or hip hop, you know, albums, whatever, they'd be like, yeah, but all I heard was this. It's like, is that what you're listening for, or is you really trying to get the message?
Well, that's what they expect to hear too.
Right. So it's it can. I mean, I agree. It does kind of mess up what the artist is trying to, the point that they're trying
the
to
message.
Get across.
Yeah.
Depends on the reason for the cursing. I think you can curse just because you feel like cursing, or you can. There's nothing better than the passionate fuck you. There's a difference between you just saying it just because you want to sound cool or whatever, or like you said, you want to fill space. But if you're passionate and you're like, I think you can tell the difference when you're listening to the music. Like if somebody's rhyming about a certain situation and they just get emotional and a fuck you, it just fits sometimes. But if you're just, you know, oh, these motherfuckers trying to come in here and fuck me out of my home, man, fuck these dudes. Or if you're like, you know, these dudes are trying to take these home, man, fuck y'all. It's different.
Yeah.
Like, I think the passionate fuck yous, they can work. But the other ones...
Do you think it's hard to explain it to someone who's probably not... You think they get it?
They probably don't hear the difference.
Yeah.
No, they won't hear the difference. If you could try to explain it to them, but I think if people already have their minds made up, it's not gonna make a difference. Mm-hmm. Like he was saying, if you're talking to somebody that knows about rap music or anything really, it's not even just rap music. Like there's plenty of albums out there, but I don't particularly care for cursing in certain types of music. Mm-hmm. But there might be a certain song where this dude is just really passionate, and yeah, that fuck you comes out, and it enhances the message to me. Mm-hmm. It makes it tells you that this guy means it. But yeah, if you're talking to some old person that's never listened to hip hop and they think all it is vulgarity anyway, yeah, it's just it's not gonna, you really can't explain that. But everybody knows when you fucking stub your toe, the first thing you do, fuck.
Yeah.
You're not gonna darn it. Oh, shut the front door. You're not gonna do that.
There's some people out there that do.
Yeah, right.
What the fuck you think about it? Goddamn.
I like it. I think you have to be in the mood for it. For like just the random cursing and all that bullshit. Like the cursing fillers and stuff like that. But I don't know. I like it when it's like meant to be there, like you were saying. You know what I mean? Because then it just gives a little bit more edge. Like you kind of, especially like when people who don't curse in their music curse, it's like, oh shit, like you are trying to say something to me. Like you're trying to say something to the audience, and that evokes a certain emotion about people who are listening to it.
Yeah, because cussing is powerful. You know what I'm saying? Like you said,
it can be.
Well, typically when people use it, it's in a... No?
No, not typically.
No. Today's youth...
It's really...
No, they just use it because it's a word. They're not doing it because they feel passionate about something.
Yeah.
I say fuck all the time. I'm trying to stop, but I don't say it because I'm passionate. I just say fuck because...
It's fun.
It's part of most people's vocabulary, most adults. Right. You know, like you were just saying. So it's going to be part of your music. If you speak that way, you're going to... rap that way, you're gonna have space fillers and things like that. So I didn't know it didn't bother me. But I'm a hip hop fan, so
I'm a hip hop fan too. I'm not gonna lie, it bothers me too sometimes. If you have a really powerful message and you can just tell that dude's just cursing just because they can. Yeah,
it bothers me though, like when they do it to rhyme some shit and it's not in a clever way. Like why'd you put that in there? You know what I mean? Like you couldn't think of anything else.
The cops come and shoot, we better duck, and then just end the next line of fuck just because they couldn't think of something else around the duck.
Yeah, like what are you doing?
Pisses you off, don't you?
Yeah.
Does anybody have examples? Like of a song or a track or a verse or just a piece?
One that's necessary?
Yes.
You know the first song that comes to mind when I think about it is that Raid song where he says, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me over and over again. And I guarantee if you play that for like an older person, they would just be like, why is he cursing so much? But if you really, really listen, like especially when that came out, that was a powerful thing, mm-hmm. where he's just saying over and over again, "Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me," and it gets louder and louder as the song progresses.
You know what? I always find it interesting, man. When you brought up an old person, right? I was thinking about my parents and hip hop. You know how we all were just saying that when you played the songs and when the hip hop was playing, that all they would hear are the curse words and how that would kind of get in the way of what they were saying. Mm-hmm. But then you're around your parents, is particularly my dad, and then he turned around cursing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's, I always find it funny that they have, that depending on the person you're talking to, they would have a problem with the curse words that's in the music when they turn around cursing just as much as the people in the music.
All right, thank you, Sam Walbank, for your question. Don't forget to send all of your questions to ask@deadandhiphop.com or to our Twitter, @DEHH. And until next time, we'll see you guys later.